Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It wasn't too long ago California voters approved a historic investment in arts education. Prop 28 was passed less than a year ago in November by a wide margin with 64% of the vote, meant to establish new ongoing funding for K-12 arts education. A big goal is to make up for decades of funding struggles. But CAP Radio Sacramento education reporter Shashi Pabha found that along with an arts block grant, there are already challenges and limitations in how that money will show up in classrooms. Shashi joins us now with a look at the state of arts education in public schools, how we got here, and what could help. Good morning, Shashi.
Good morning, Vicky.
So what we're talking about is really the first in a series of reporting that you're going to be focusing on when it comes to arts education or lack thereof in public schools. When did this idea first start to take shape?
Well, I don't think it's an unknown fact that we have divested from arts education nationally over the course of like 3 decades. But a 2019 report by Create California found that 89% of public schools in California were actually not meeting the state standards for arts education. At that point, the question becomes, what's happening locally? What's happening in Sacramento? Because that is what I'm interested in. In this county, what are we seeing? And so on average, we know a few things, right? We have a very diverse population, and we know that Black and brown students in socioeconomically disadvantaged regions are disproportionately affected. So I wanted to give the context and the story of where our funding is coming from, because the funding for our schools is contingent on the state's budget. So it did have to start a little bit more statewide to get the local story going. But throughout the story, I do dive into the local element where, you know, we can understand how the state's funding is impacting Sacramento's teachers, arts teachers specifically.
So given that there's a general understanding of the challenges with arts education nationally and also here in Sacramento, as an education reporter, did your reporting just confirm hunches that you already had about these challenges, or were there some other big aha moments, even from your journalistic perspective, as you continue to dig deeper?
That's a really good question, because a lot of times as an education reporter, nothing is an aha moment, but I have to dive into everything as though I actually don't know anything about it to see, like, what are you seeing from the greater perspective? What is that, you know, 3,000 foot view type thing? And a few things kind of did stand out in the process of my investigation. One of the first things was that the California Department of Education has not released arts education data since 2019. And this data collection is part of the federal program of collecting arts data. So why haven't they released it since 2019? It's a question most arts advocates are asking. It's something we want to know, because we're using, you know, delayed data at this point already. The other point I found was that with regards to funding, there's actually no person appointed at the California Department of Education dedicated to arts-related budget allocation or legislation, which means if you pass something like Prop 28, there's no one you can go to at the CDE that will point you in the direction of this is how you can use your funds. It's coming from like a variety of sources, people having to push to find out how can this money actually be used. That's a big point of contention, because if you don't know how to use the money, how are you going to do anything with it? How are you going to set your next fiscal year's budget, you know? And then the last thing I found was, you know, Prop 28 funding, which initially dedicated around $1 billion to arts education in the state, was passed without enough consultation from those actually delivering the services. So many of the administrators that I was talking to, people that are actually in the schools, were underscoring that the staffing shortages and the delineation between teaching artists and arts teachers is going to be a big point of contention again in when you're looking at this funding.
Yeah, what if there are some people who also think that arts education is just an extracurricular activity, especially when compared to STEM fields? Can you explain just the fundamental value arts education plays to the growth of students?
Absolutely. I think, you know, after the divestment away from the arts about 3 decades ago, we started to see this generation that grew up without the arts. And so you can actually track what happened after you took arts away from school systems. Rice University has just one of many studies that talk about the benefits of arts education for youth, including better social and emotional health, improved test scores, and mitigation of truancy in schools. And so these conversations are becoming way more prevalent in the public education space than they were before, specifically after COVID, where we started to see that Black and brown students were not meeting state standards in reading and math, higher than any other demographic. And we started to see lower, you know, we saw a decrease in mental health in students in the county as well. So I think that's another point to think of. Combined with or compounded with the fact that you have a diverse population, what does culturally competent education look like, and what does equitable access look like for arts education here?
And you really got an on-the-ground level. You started off at Robles School District, which is in Sacramento County. So just help us visualize the student body, because one school district to the next can be pretty different.
Right. Robla is a majority Black and brown school district with 84% of its families that are in the lower income bracket, and many are English language learners. One of the drivers of arts education have actually been parents throughout the country. And Robla School District works hard on parent engagement. They have dinners where childcare is provided so that parents can get involved in their child's education. But there are no identified parent-teacher associations in the district. And that is actually a really big point. A lot of times, PTAs are the ones funding arts education in schools, even in Sacramento.
And you started at Glenwood Elementary. What did you learn about the impact that arts education has on these elementary school students?
Well, I went straight to the source. I went to the little first graders who were just like vibrating with energy when I got to speak with them about getting to go to this arts class. And they were able to identify that this is different than their normal space. So I'd like for you to hear from them. The first is 7-year-old Salvador Vasquez.
I'm excited for art class because there's so much fun things to do, and we can color and we can make nice details.
How cute.
Very cute.
And then his classmate, Lisandro Zapeda, tells me he notices the juxtaposition between math and art in class.
It's because it's different. It makes me be happy because coloring is so fun because it's creative. With the projects, we get to bring them in our house. We can show them to our family and it will be cool.
Yeah, you can just see in these two just accounts, like, it adds richness to their young lives and improves overall the school experience and the experience of education and what a classroom can offer. When it comes to the arts education at Glenwood and, for example, these first graders that you spoke to, does this reflect what is offered at schools across Sacramento County?
Actually, no. So Glenwood Elementary, and which is in the Robla School District, is actually ahead of the curve. They provide every student with 40 minutes of arts, visual arts programming a week. They have one visual arts enrichment teacher, Andrea Rodriguez, who runs all the programming for the entire school and sees 450 students a week. So this is more, and I know this for a fact, this is more than most schools in the county. And that's not even meeting the state standards, which requires that you provide a theater, music, and dance curriculum as well. They're just getting visual arts programming.
So if there is a state mandate that arts education has to be offered in K through 12 schools across California, why are some school districts struggling to just implement the requirement?
There's no accountability. So when you have nothing in place to hold systems accountable, there's no way to track what's going on. It's not legally enforced. And so that, along with the incremental loss of funding, has just contributed to a landscape where you see, you know, arts funding is coming from obscure sources. It's very confusing where it's coming from. And the malleability of a budget in a school is entirely dependent on the priorities of the principal. And if there are teacher and parent champions in the school system, in many cases, if you have, you know, a principal or an art teacher leave, you'll see the end of that arts program. We actually see this with Clara Studio, which is a nonprofit in Midtown providing dance programming to Sacramento City Unified Schools. And they have to get the buy-in from the teachers and the principals. And executive director at the nonprofit, Megan Weigant, confides that this can prove to be difficult when you don't have consistent arts programming dedicated to schools.
There's a lot of principal turnover this year at the public school systems. And so, for example, we had a contract to start at a new school or to come back to a school where we'd been. And we walk in on the first day and we're like, you're not the principal we used to work with. the principal, similar to a lot of teachers, was saying, well, I don't know if I want my teachers losing an hour of classroom time every week. And one of our teaching artists teaching, and the principal like poked her head in, and all of a sudden this teaching artist is now tying it to, okay, so, you know, communication, this is how we communicate without words, and being like really clear about the outcomes of the arts learning and saying them loudly so that the principal could hear why, again, having arts in the classroom was valuable.
Mm. So in some cases, you have a lack of consistent arts education coupled with just a lack of funding. So if when it comes to funding, there's a scarcity response. How do school districts really just differ in they got to make difficult financial decisions?
So they're just pulling from different buckets of money is kind of what I started to see. It's a piecemeal approach. If you have a teacher that really cares, you'll try to find the funding, or maybe you'll tell them to work within the budget. But even like the buy-in of, is arts education really something we can take away from classroom time? That's coming from the fact that math and reading are tested and arts is not. So arts can go, but you want students to meet reading and math. And we know for a fact, like I said, through research, that these things can improve test scores. It's opaque, it's inconsistent, and I want to use Andrea Rodriguez at Glenwood Elementary as an example.
You know, my budget eats into my new ideas. So I try to use a lot of what I have and try to be very creative with what I can do here. I wanted to do our favorite like home foods. And so I went to my principal, I was like, hey, I just found this new project. I really want it. Is there money? And he's like, yeah, whatever you need. Just give it to us. We'll get it out of a different budget.
So some districts are just pulling, right? They're pulling from where they can. And then you have districts like San Juan Unified, which are actually using the funding received for COVID relief for arts programming. But those funds expire in the next year. So there's instability again with whether or not that programming will continue to exist.
Yeah, I mean, it's one-time use funding. It's not sustainable. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio Sacramento education reporter Shashree Pabha about arts education and how unprecedented investment from the state still comes with funding limitations. Okay, so that brings me to that big solution that voters passed last November, Prop 28. And it was in addition to an arts block grant. Remind us what these are meant to accomplish.
So Assembly Bill 181, or the Arts Block Grant, was for instructional material, curriculum development, professional development, and COVID aid. Then we passed Prop 28, which was supposed to be for actually creating teaching artists and teachers in schools that can teach this curriculum. The initial budget for the Arts Block Grant was $3.6 billion, and for Prop 28, it was $990 million. But with the new proposed budget by Gavin Newsom, they're actually cutting this. And so the Prop 28 was subject to a $100 million, it was cut, and there was a $1.8 billion deficit from cutting both of those grants that were given. So at this point, you're going to see they're going to try to supplement the Arts Block Grant with the Prop 28 grant, but they're not for the same purposes and they cannot be utilized in the same ways. So the Legislative Analyst's Office has confirmed that these one-time slashes and adds to this proposed budget will actually not cover the deficit of arts funding that have existed. Mm-hmm.
So given that you also found that there are what are meant to be these lucrative initiatives, right, this Arts Block Grant as well as Prop 28, and the goal is so it scales up arts education, and then now it seems to be at least in the interim with the budget shortfall falling short. So how do you explain what you've learned to really a family that's going to be directly impacted by this, but they just don't have the bandwidth or the time to comb through the weeds of details?
Definitely. There are three major pressure points. We have teachers and staff. Do we have the teachers and staff to do this job? Is there any metric to measure arts education? And what is the guidance of where and how it can be used? Jackie White is the assistant superintendent for Sacramento County's Office of Education and has been focusing on arts during her tenure. A former teacher herself, she's hyper aware of the fact that the supply is not meeting the demand in the county's schools and how Prop 28 will exacerbate that.
But the gap with the funding is that, again, there's no infrastructure built. So I don't even know how we're going to get that many teachers. 200 teachers in just Sacramento County. 15,000 for the state. So that's a huge number of teachers. Like, we don't even generate that many teachers, just teachers.
Yeah, that's a big hill to climb. Finally, Srishti, I mean, you listen to students, first graders, you listen to educators, arts advocates in the community. What was the big takeaway that you had when it comes to the role arts education plays in our lives and really what's at stake if we don't have it at an early age?
Definitely, we need it. The loss is being witnessed by our generation and then those younger than us. We've seen more mental health incidences reported. We've seen testing rates have not improved for Black students in Sacramento for 10 years. We need equitable arts education for our diverse population. I also just want to clarify, I had misspoken earlier. There was $3.6 billion for the arts block funding. It got cut to $1.8 billion. So that is what I meant. The cut was to $1.8 billion. Just want to clarify.
Yeah, so it's cut in half.
Yeah, cut in half, exactly.
Srishti, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicky.
It's a lot of numbers and a lot of information, but important. That is CAP Radio Sacramento education reporter Srishti Prabha sharing the beginning of their series of reports looking into the state of arts education in K-12 schools. Up next, the Sacramento Public Library is hosting a chat with a pioneer in gay and lesbian fiction. We'll sit down with the Sacramento-based author. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.